Beautiful day for baseball.
It's back in seventh place, that's the
128 homers. And the East Coast Business Day, number 28, the Thrushes. Pitching for the Tarpon right-hander, Cody Thrushes pregame show. Joined as always, Josh Bird with the voice of the Thrushes. We're here for game 5 or 6 of this 6-game series against the Tampa Tarpons. The Thrushes currently with a 3-1 lead after a 7-0 shutout last night for the Florida Beach Dogs. That was the 8th shutout win of the season for Clearwater.
And their second straight shutout for the Clearwater Thrushes.
Look at the scoring for them last night.
They started off the bottom of the 23.
Their final 2 runs in the 8th inning.
97,
the catcher, number 12,
William Fairbairn. In the eighth position, the first baseman, number 24, Chad Castillo. And then the right fielder, number 4, Troy Schreckler. On the bump for the Thrushes, right-hander, number 31, Steven Sutton Jimenez.
Third 3-hit game of the year. He does have a 4-hit run. Also, Ricardo Lozario, 2-for-5 with a double and 2 RBIs. It was really just another superb night for the Beach Dogs pitching. Just 3 hits allowed. The starter was Jonathan Bettine. He got the victory. His first single-A win. He's now 1-1 all the year. Bettine, 5 shutout innings, 2 hits, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Bettine had some excellent help from the bullpen. A scoreless inning from
Seth Wright. All right, if you might turn to your attention to the area in front of the pitcher's mound, we have 3 very special ceremonial first pitches tonight. First up is Joe Martin from Friends of Palm Hills Country Club.
Haven't allowed a run since the top of the 5th inning on Wednesday. They just continue to shine on the bump. Now, when you combine the elite pitching of Clearwater with their elite offense,
Next up is Bryce Molina from Bay Area Fence Factory.
+109 for the full season. Second, for Myers Mighty Messers.
Next up is Grayson Orica, who is celebrating his birthday.
Shows the Royal Thrushes 16-27 record. And now for today's game, let's take a look at the lineup. We'll start up with the visiting Tampa Tarpons. Leading off for them is Jared Serna at second base. Serna, the 30th prospect in the Yankee system. He has led off in all 11 games that Tampa has played here in Clearwater. But in the 6-game series when the Thrushes visited George Steinbrenner Field in Tampa, he didn't lead off at all there, so the Tarpons manager, Rachel Walker, seemed to go ahead leading off lately. Next in the Tarpons lineup, batting second is Jesus Rodriguez, the catcher. He is 6th in the Florida State League in batting average at .292. Batting third is Omar Martinez, the left-handed first baseman. In the cleanup role for Tampa, Brenny Escanillo, the switch hitter, shortstop, followed by Dowry Arias in center field. Hitting sixth is Brett Pereira, the third baseman. Seventh, Jake Palmer, left fielder Palmer, one of Tampa's just 3 hits yesterday. Batting eighth is Bo Brewer, the designated hitter. And finally, batting out the order is Felix Gase, right. Tampa's starter today is a righty, Hayden Murdoch, a 17th-round pick in last year's draft, 2022, that is. He's making his 15th start of the year, his 1-3 record with a 5.32 ERA. He has pitched 69 and a third innings this season. Now for the Clearwater Thrushes lineup, though. Leading off for the Thrushes, Amarion Boyd. He's 31st time leading off this season, and really, Boyd is just perfect leadoff hitter, 5th in the Florida State League in on-base percentage at .397. That also leads the Thrushes and 1st in the Florida State League in stolen bases. Following Crawford, Boyd is Crawford, Justin Crawford at center field. Crawford, the 3rd-ranked prospect in the Philly system, and 83rd overall in baseball. Boyd, Thrasher.com. And in third is Felix Reyes, the only Thrasher to play in every game so far this series. He is having a great series, 5-15 with 3 RBIs. And in the cleanup spot for Clearwater is Brian Rincon, 14-5-18, 22. The only switch hitter on the Thrasher's roster, and he will be at shortstop. And in fifth, Otto Kemp, who is 4-4-11 with a double, a triple, 3 RBIs plus a stolen base this series. Batting sixth is William Longoria, the second baseman. Longoria 2-4 with 2 runs yesterday. Longoria currently on a 4-game long base streak for the 11th run prospect in the third series. Batting seventh is Ryan Leach, the catcher out of Marshall University. His 27th time behind the plate this season. He currently has a 4-game long base streak. Batting eighth, Chad Castillo at first. He has only played one game this series, but he did really well in that game. Wednesday, but one before with a 3-1 bomb. And then riding out the order from Clearwater, Troy Streffler, 15-time pick out of the University of Maryland. He's 3-6 with a 3-1 himself this series. The starter for Clearwater, Esteban Zimenez, his 12th start of the 2023 season. He's a 2-4 record, 3.78 ERA, and 52-3. The umpires for today's game behind the plate is Isabella Robb, and along the bases is Tyler Green. So now for our daily segment, 2023 Threshers in the higher levels of the system. We'll start up in high A, Jersey Shore, 5 doubles, helping the lost to a 9-5 win against the Winston Salem Dash. In that game, Eric Pulido, 1-5 with an RBI. Claws, shortstop currently on a 4-game pitch streak. And out of the bullpen, Jack Dallas, former leader for Clearwater, he pitched 2 shutout innings with 3 strikeouts. He got the victory in that game. He's now 2-1 in IA. Now to Double-A, the Fighting Phils won 4-1 versus the Altoona Curve. In that game, Griff McGarry, the 4th ranked prospect in the Phillies system, rehabbed this season here on May 5th. Lights out, starting the game with 7 shutout innings, 3 hits, and 10 strikeouts. His first decision of 2023 at any level, as he's now 1-0 here. Now, for the major leagues, the Guardians won 6-5 in game 1 of the 3-game series against the Phillies. In that game, Andrew also made 7. He pitched 1 scoreless inning for 2 strikeouts. Now for the rest of the injuries, the Phillies have been improving their series in Cleveland. That game is starting at 7:10 against the New York Mets. The New York Mets continue their game in Boston for the rest of the season. Those are flooding the Mets. I saw one behind that game. Mets give up on a 5-4. Another game will go on in Chicago. Dodgers in Texas. Los Angeles needs to be. Reds, I believe, the Diamondbacks. 41-9. The Orioles are in St. Louis. The Toronto Blue Jays, another AL East team, leading the Mariners in Seattle 7-4 in the bottom 7. The Tigers scoreless at home against the Padres in the top 7 as well. The San Francisco Giants are in at 7-5. The New York Mets play once again in Boston tonight at 7-10. The Chicago White Sox in Minnesota at 7-15. The Atlanta Braves in Milwaukee. Also at 7:15 in the field.
Attention, please. We are delaying the start of today's game by a few minutes because there is some weather approaching. We're just making sure that we can end the game this time. So we will not slight delay on the start of tonight's game. Thanks for your patience.
4-3 against the Marlins. Other games going on in the Florida State League today. One game has been concluded. That's the St. Lucie Mets, who won, lost in Palm Beach against the Cardinals 6-4. Lakeland Flying Tigers are in the lead. Up for Myers, Mighty Mustangs in Bradenton. And the Jupiter Hammerheads in Daytona. The because that's 6.5 to get to the floor. So, the floor threshold is high rating best record in the second half of the first season at 60-6. Now, we'll take a brief pause here on the Threshers Broadcast Network during this video show.
Announcement before we get started. We are in a short delay here at the start of tonight's game. We will be getting things underway at approximately 6:45, give or take, but it will not be too long of a delay here on the Threshers Broadcast Network before Clearwater takes on the Tampa Tarpons here at Maycamp Ballpark. Thank you for your patience, and please stick with us as we get ready for tonight's broadcast. Thank you.
today. Now, we're back here live from Baycare Ballpark. The tarp on the field now, despite no rain. Rain elsewhere in Clearwater, but not here yet. Maybe some preventative measures against the field. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about our good friend Finley Thresher. Always visits our broadcast booth during home broadcasts, and one of our best and dearest friends here with the Threshers organization. And we're going to do a special segment during this delay. We're going to talk about Finley's many outfits that he has worn this season. Finley, you know, when you think of Sharks, Threshers Sharks, you don't particularly think of fashion, but Finley is an exception. He has an exquisite taste of fashion. Yesterday on Christmas in July night, he had a Santa outfit. He was walking around with Santa. I thought Santa would be on vacation during July, but that was not the case. He was making a brief stop here in the Sunshine State in Pinellas County, and can't blame him. It's just gorgeous down here. But during that night, last night, he was wearing a Santa costume, and on the back, it was white, puffy stuff around the fin. So it was tailor-made for our friend Finley, and that was one of his outfits. But let's go over some of the other ones. Starting on May 6th, that was Star Wars night here at the ballpark. In that night, Finley was wearing a Jedi robe, and he was walking around with a lightsaber. He looked kind of scary, you know. He's got his sharp teeth, but, you know, we all know Finley. We all know he's a great friend. Now for the other Finley nights, I believe June 2nd, he was wearing a special jersey for the Pitch for Pink night here at the ballpark. Great cause against breast cancer, and Finley was rocking out on the occasion. Also, in the month of June, Finley, his birthday was on June 15th. His good pal, the Philly Fanatic, visited on June 16th, but no special outfits there until June 17th, which is Strikeout Cancer Night. The Threshers were wearing these beautiful lavender-like jerseys. Finley was rocking that big jersey for a big shark. He was rocking it, and he looked great. His next special jersey was on July 4th, Independence Day. He was wearing the Threshers firework-themed jerseys, and he looked great for a packed crowd here in Baycare Ballpark. And then on July 7th, which is Marvel's Defenders of the Diamonds night, our good pal Finley was wearing the Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond night jersey for the Threshers. Nice jersey with the special Defenders of the Diamonds logo. And then the next day, July 8th, he wore the Independence Day jersey once again for our second show. And that takes us all the way to yesterday, Christmas in July night. So Finley, a great shark, a great mascot, a great icon for the Threshers organization, but a fashion icon as well. So that's our segment on Finley and his fashion taste. And the tarp is all the way on here on the infield. Despite any rain falling on the ballpark, clouds on the north to northwest horizon, but above us it appears to be blue skies. So we'll continue to keep you updated here on the Threshers Broadcast Network as we take another brief pause here in Baker.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of dollar tickets. Start every home series at Baker Ballpark with $1 merch tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 a month. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
A Thresher in 2019, Alex Baum has turned into a star for the Phillies, leading the team in RBI since 2023. On Friday, August 18th, you can bring home an exclusive Bomber bobblehead. Our friends at Coppertail Brew have a Threshers Alex Bowman bobblehead giveaway for a limited number of games after games open at 5:30 p.m. So get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and get to Bay Care Ballpark early.
Have you heard the news? Clearwater Threshers have the best deal in town. Check out the Wednesday print edition or Friday digital edition of the Tampa Bay Times for an exclusive coupon for a Friday game. Grab your issue of the Tampa Bay Times today or visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back into the Threshers Broadcast Network. Josh Sperber here. A quick update. The tarp is on the field now. Still no rain just yet, but some thunder in the distance. So the grounds crew and the staff here in the Threshers just taking extra precautions to ensure that this team is safe, that the team is going to be safe, and the players have optimal conditions for when we get this game started. We do definitely plan to keep this game going and hope to get started as soon as we possibly can. Currently, we do not have a start time, but we will update you as soon as we possibly can. Until we do, though, we'll take a little brief walk through memory lane, dating back to one of the first games of the season when the Threshers took a no-hitter for their first win of the season over the Bradenton Marauders. Let's go through the round table of the no-hitter from the entire battery of pitchers and the catcher, Caleb Ricketts.
Then I don't We played a pretty tight ball game opening night. It was a 3-2 game. I thought we competed the whole night. I caught Friday night and Saturday night. I thought our pitching staff did a great job all night, competing in the strike zone, finishing hitters. And we just, I talked with Hawk going into Saturday's game, made a few adjustments as far as the pitch calling kind of mindset. And the guys went through Saturday and did a great job of executing.
Yeah, I think just to build off of that, there's so many games in the season. It's easy to see, like, all first game loss, but there's so many games I think that a lot of the guys have really good job of sticking with the plan, understanding the process, come out and just play your best ball as much as you can. And I think that's one of the big reasons that resulted in the second game. And now we can keep that thing going, hopefully, the entire year.
And I definitely can't find it. I've gotten good vibes from the whole squad. Talking about the of just the entire team, I guess.
So the Braves were down 5-0.
Yeah, I mean, I think the team so far has a significant chemistry.
So we'll just go scoreboard by scoreboard.
Yeah, we can do the other system.
You do whatever you want. What's your name? Your order, but just like really dragging. We'll do the scoreboard break.
Why the scoreboard?
It's just worked out really poorly for us.
Kind of sucks. I feel like I was having a really good
They kind of sprung the. By the time I talked, they told us that.
Yeah.
His one is, though. Gotta adapt.
Way the bullpen is set up, you can't see the scoreboard, so if you're after Aldegary had like 7 Ks, we were just kind of counting up the Ks after that, and then I got called to go out, and I was just excited to go close the game, but I closed the game out, and then a bunch of guys came and running after me and screaming no-hitter, and I had no idea, so it's definitely a good feeling, but it's probably got me out that I'm just trying to do my job and close the game out.
I've been thinking about it pretty much the whole day after Aldegary got through the lineup.
Get it. I'm like,
I asked DeMar to give a volume, but they said no, I don't think there was.
Did they announce a rain delay on the stage
here? It felt pretty good. Just wanted to keep going. Alright, we're done.
I mean, certainly do jobs and make it better. Just, I mean, what's it like after the game is all over?
Staff even more as a unit, it really just kind of hit the end. You said, oh my gosh, every guy came in, did a job, did it well, executed, and then it just makes you want to pull on the same amount of rope continuously more and more. And you go out there and you play for your guys instead of just yourself, and then it makes you continue to have these good performances night after night. You got this building off of Long the same Friday night. We fell behind some hitters, but we did a really good job of limiting damage. And score might have not represented the way we were pitching, and then Friday afternoon Saturday afternoon we were talking to Hawk. He was just talking to us about attacking hitters and just went out there and executed the plans.
¿Qué se siente cuando el partido terminó y tú realizó que los Marlins no tenían un hit?
It's raining now.
Always a fucking celebrate. Last year, the last guy in the mound, closing out that game, checking the realize until after the game.
Yeah.
Just take the lead out of that last one.
Yeah.
Obviously, I didn't have any other guys in the game, so I was getting pretty fun.
As you said, I'm kind of saying what you're doing. Well, the game was actually going on, so, you know, 9th inning, 3 outs left. I mean, how does that affect you?
Yeah, I was going to say, I was probably the most, like, aware that on the field throughout the game. It gave me more, like, a sense of relief, kind of, because once we kind of got into the 7th, 8th, and 9th, I realized this is a really good opportunity for, you know, myself to be a part of another call line and for these guys to be able to throw one. So, I wanted to so yeah, I kind of felt this like sense of relief, like okay, we did it, that was like cool. Yeah, but I didn't feel like anyone was pressing for a no hitter or trying too hard or trying to be too fine or make, you know, nasty pitches all the time. I mean, these guys' stuff was good enough to where they were able to get a hit and stick to that plan. It just worked out that way.
Obviously, you know, you guys won every game. How does it
make you feel about that? That was against the ball effect. It was a kickstart, obviously, but just how much, like, it was the no-hitter. Between confidence of our pitching staff as well, I'm saying, like, okay, we can actually do it. We trust the guys behind us. And, like, when the hitters just beat out, it just went off. They won the ball.
I think the cool part about it for the team is that all these guys came into the game, did what they were asked for however long they were asked, and then passed it to the next guy, and then that guy just carried it through to the next inning and then pass it to the next guy. So I think that helped the pitching staff come up with a sense of camaraderie. Like, we can just do what we're asked, and then the next guy's got my back, and we'll do it to keep it going.
Also, we have good defense, really good defense. Yeah, and that's to build off of what I'm saying. And Caleb, I think the defense, I don't know, I'm already avoiding any great catch by any. And just having the faith and trust, like, I'm going to be able to put this ball in his mouth. Force contact, force action, and these guys are going to get done. And then also, it's being able to say, like, just almost sets a precedent for your pen to say, like, okay, go do your job, the next guy behind you is going to do it, and it's got faith. You guys can do that behind you, up and down. So it's going to be that.
And especially that boy, Matt, Seth, I want to ask you about, because as you guys all know, any no hitter you guys can think of, it's always important. Seven. Take three, really, stuff like that. want to take that route, and I just started walking out the field. And then I heard him on the comments.
Speaking again of the defense, something that doesn't show up in the box score was Ryan Rincon had two really good plays up the middle of the short that people might not see right away, but those are kind of softly hit ground balls that that play doesn't get made all the time, so he came up pretty big early in the game with those plays. So just that's it.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at Bay Grand Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 a month. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
A Thresher in 2019, Alec Baum has turned into a star for the Phillies, leading the team in RBIs in 2023. On Friday, August 18th, you can bring home an exclusive Bomer bobblehead. Our friends at Coppertail Brewing have a Thresher's Outpost bobblehead giveaway for its limited number of fans after gates open at 5:30 p.m. So get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and get to Bay Care Ballpark early.
Have you heard the news? Clearwater Threshers have the best deal in town. Check out the Wednesday print edition or Friday digital edition of the Tampa Bay Times for an exclusive coupon for a Friday game. Grab your issue of the Tampa Bay Times today or visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
So the tarp remains on the field here at Bay Care Ballpark. We experienced some brief showers a few minutes ago, but no rain as of now. In the meantime, though, we'll take a look at the rest of the Phillies system. The Reading Fighting Phils, they're currently in a tied game in the middle of the third, a 2-1 game against the Altoona Curve. The 2019 Thresher, Matt Kroon, with a home run so far. Also in the Phillies system, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws are in Winston-Salem, facing off against the Dash in High A. Then up to AAA, the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs in Toledo at 7:05 against the Mud Hens. The rookie ball teams have each concluded a game today. We'll start in the Florida Complex League. The FCL Phillies won 3-2 against the FCL Yankees. The DSL Phillies Red lost 8-3 against the DSL Giants Black. And the DSL Phillies White, they won 3-2 against the DSL Giants Orange. So, Dominican Summer League matchups between some Phillies and Giants affiliates. The Phillies game, though, is at 7:10 in Cleveland against the Guardians. The Phillies 52-45, Cleveland 48-49. On the bump today for the Phillies is Zach Wheeler and Tanner Bibby for the Guardians. So that's the Phillies system today on July 22nd. Still no updates here in the ballpark. Some Tarpon's pitchers walking around the bullpen, but no one in the dugout for Clearwater, and most of the Tarpon's players not in their dugout either. So we'll take another brief pause here on the Threshers Broadcast Network as rain begins to fall once again.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Come down to Make Air Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the field, and Kelly's Catering delivers more fireworks after the game ends. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Todos los domingos son divertidos en Baker Ballpark. Puede parquearse gratis y pregunta por nuestra oferta especial en la taquilla. Visítenos en la página web ThreshersBaseball.com y haz divertidos sus domingos.
Become a member of our Super Shows Club, presented by Bay Team, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com. Sign up today.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills in trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Our last Beach Dogs night of the 2023 season is on August 18th, where all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
We're back here on the Threshers Broadcast Network with another scoreboard update, this time in the Florida State League. Seems like a lot of rain in the Sunshine State. Just one game going on right now. The Fort Myers Mighty Muscles are tied at one in Bradenton in the bottom of the second against the Marauders. The Lakeland Flying Tigers in Dunedin, that game is also delayed. That game never started either. As well as the Jupiter Hammerheads in Daytona, also in delayed start. One game has concluded, though. The Palm Beach Cardinals hosted the St. Lucie Mets. The Cardinals won 6-4 in Palm Beach. We'll take a look now at the Florida State League standings. We'll start out east with the Jupiter Hammerheads, currently on top of the East Division. 11-11 is their record. Behind them is the Daytona Tortugas, who are 10-10. Third in the east is the Palm Beach Cardinals at 7-14, St. Lucie Mets 7-16, and now to the West Division. Tied for first in the West and first overall in the second half, Bradenton Marauders and Clearwater Threshers each 16-6. With that 16-6 record, the Threshers with a 7.27 winning percentage. That's cool. Shout out Pinellas County. Then two games behind the Threshers and Marauders is the Lakeland Flying Tigers, who are 14-8. The Tampa Tarpons are at 500. They are 11-11. The Fort Myers Mighty Muscles 9-13, seven games behind. And finally, at the bottom is the Dunedin Blue Jays. Blue Jays 8-14 in this second half, eight games behind the Threshers and Bradenton. So, rain continues to sprinkle down here on the ballpark. Sun showers actually, as clouds on the horizon, but it doesn't look like they're above us, but they must be somehow. So, temperature is lower down to 84 degrees here in the ballpark with this rain. Certainly not stopping the kids on the berm from having fun, as looks like most of the adults, though, hidden underneath the concourse at the ballpark. We'll take another brief pause here on the Threshers Broadcast Network, though, as we continue to keep you updated here during this rain delay.
Hey fans, be sure to cheer on your Threshers pitchers, because if we strike out 7 or more batters in any home game, you get a free taco. Keep your eyes on the video board after that 7th strikeout for a promo code to use on a free taco. Good with any purchase on the Tijuana Flats app. So download the Tijuana Flats app and get your tickets now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolman as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Every Thursday night at Baker Ballpark is Taps and Tacos night, and Tijuana Flats is bringing the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baker Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Welcome back to the Threshers Broadcast Network. Rain still falling. But we'll take a look at the rest of the Major League today on July 22nd, this Saturday afternoon. One game has been concluded. That was an extension from yesterday. The New York Mets won 5-4 in Boston in Fenway Park. Also, the Yankees won at home against the Kansas City Royals 5-2. The Rockies won in Miami 4-3. The Los Angeles Dodgers, wow, did they blow out the Texas Rangers in Arlington 16-3, 18 hits for the team out in LA. Next, the Arizona Diamondbacks lost in Cincinnati 4-2. And the game's going on right now. The St. Louis Cardinals in Chicago in Wrigley Field. Currently, the Cubs lead 8-6 in the top of the eighth inning. The Baltimore Orioles up 6-5 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Just one out away for the Orioles, looking to get their third win of that series. The Blue Jays in Seattle, currently the Mariners lead 9-8 in the top of the ninth inning. Despite out-hitting the Mariners 14-9, the Blue Jays still trail by one. The Detroit Tigers, they're currently in a rain delay as well. Looks like some rain out in the Midwest, but the Tigers with a 1-0 lead early in the bottom of the second inning. Also rain in Minnesota as the Twins-White Sox game got delayed in the top of the first inning. Next, the San Francisco Giants, they're playing in D.C. at 7:05. In fact, that game just started the first pitch as I was saying that, so it's still scoreless there. Next, the New York Mets played their game today in Boston at 7:10. The Philadelphia Phillies, their game is in Cleveland at 7:10 as well. Game two of that series between the Guardians and Phillies. The Atlanta Braves are in Milwaukee at 7:15. Braves, best record in the league at 63-33, the best record in all of Major League Baseball, that is. In fact, just three professional teams in baseball with 60 wins until the Orioles get this last out, unless the Rays can tie it. It's the Atlanta Braves, four teams. The Atlanta Braves in the National League, the Rays in the American League, the Oklahoma City Dodgers in AAA, and the Clearwater Threshers 60-27 after their win yesterday. In fact, now the Baltimore Orioles join that company as they win 6-5 in Tropicana Field. Also in the Major Leagues, the Houston Astros in Oakland at 9:07. The Pittsburgh Pirates also playing at 9:07. In Angel Stadium out in Anaheim, California. And that is the Major League scoreboard as of today. Today's July 22nd, season flying by, it seems. But it's been an exciting season, especially for the Threshers, having a really historic season, 16-27, 16-6 in the second half. Despite all these promotions we've seen to Jersey Shore guys like Caleb Ricketts, Rincones Jr., and then the pitchers Ryan Kirkgreen, Wesley Moore, Jack Dallas, we mentioned him in the pregame show. The Threshers just have not skipped a beat, and a lot of credit has to be given to the Threshers coaching staff, the manager Marty Malloy. And during that interview on the no-hitter that Josh presented, you saw the pitchers. They gave a lot of credit to the pitching coach, Matt Hockenberry, and all the position guys have also done a phenomenal job as this Threshers team just continues to rack up victories despite promotions to Jersey Shore and all the way up to Double A at this point for Ryan Kirkgreen and Zach Hockey. In the meantime, though, the Threshers still trying to get another opportunity to get a win tonight. As the rain continues to fall upon the Tarp, it seems like it was a pretty good decision as to lay in the Tarp before the rain fell down. But the rain continues to fall. But that means that hopefully the field won't need too much work done once this rain decides to stop falling down. Once again, I just have to reiterate, truly remarkable how it's raining right now when the sky appears pretty clear above us. Very windy though, as the flags out on right center field, they're blowing around, but our local Baycare Ballpark Seagulls having a good time on the tarp, big white tarp on the infield here at Baycare Ballpark. So let's take another look around the Phillies system though. The Redding Fighting Phils continue to lead 2-1 in the top of the fourth in Altoona against the Curve. The Altoona Curve, the AA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Jersey Shore Blue Claws, they began their game in Winston-Salem against the Dash. The Dash, the high A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. The Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, they're also in a rain delay. Their game was supposed to start 4 minutes ago in Toledo. Mudhens, the AAA affiliate of the Tigers. And then for the rookie ball teams, the FCL Yankees lost here in the Florida Complex League to the Phillies 3-2. The DSL Phillies Red lost to the DSL Giants Black 8-3. DSL Phillies White won 3-2 against the DSL Giants Orange. And Philadelphia Phillies, their game has just started. Still the top of the first, no outs, and scoreless in Cleveland. So that's the Philly system as of 7:10 p.m. Rain continues to fall, and we'll take another brief pause here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Every Thursday night at Baycare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Tijuana Flats is free with the tastiest Tex-Mex in town.
Yeah.
And if you're just under, join our Baycare Kids Rangers Club for just $25 to come every Thursday. Visit
ThreshersBaseball.com
and bring the whole family. I'll put it down. Hey, fans, be sure to cheer on your Threshers.
It's so bad.
If you strike out seven more batters in any home game, you get a free taco. Keep your eyes on the video board after that seventh strikeout for a promo code to use on the free taco. Good for any purchase on the Tijuana Flats app. So download the Tijuana Flats app and get your tickets now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolman as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Early-to-rise road tripper, the late-night truck driver, or even the bucket list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details. Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Baycare Kids. Only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games, with activities by the Baycare Kids Wellness and Safety Center.
Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Bring a new, unopened toy to Bay Care Ballpark during office hours or any home game in July to donate to St. Joseph's Children's Hospital Christmas in July Toy Drive and receive a four-ticket voucher to a Threshers game. For more information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com. The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at Bay Care Ballpark with $1 burger tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 a month. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
A thresher in 2019, Alec Baum has turned into a star for the Phillies, leading the team in RBIs in 2023. On Friday, August 18th, you can bring home an exclusive Bomber bobblehead. Our friends at Coppertail Brewing have a Threshers Alec Baum bobblehead giveaway for a limited number of fans after the until 5:30 p.m. So get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com.
Have you heard the news? Clearwater Threshers has the best deal in town. Check out the Wednesday print edition or Friday digital edition of the Tampa Bay Times for an exclusive coupon for a Friday game. Grab your issue of the Tampa Bay Times today or visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
We're going to go with another interview while we still wait out the rain here at Bay Care Ballpark. Tarp remains on the field. Light rain continues to fall here in Clearwater, but the Threshers and Tarpons game is still not with a start time thus far. We are planning to play this game, so stick with us if you'd like, and for those who do stick with us, we appreciate it. And now we'll have a little throwback to my chat with Brian Rincon a little while ago. Toward the beginning of the season, Rincon scheduled to start at short for the Threshers tonight. And here is some of his baseball journey here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Welcome into the Threshers Broadcast Network. Josh Sperber with the Threshers shortstop and infielder Brian Rincon. And Brian, just tell me how it was. I know you're from Venezuela. Obviously a country with a huge, huge baseball background. Just talk about what it's like just growing up with that much of an influence of baseball on your daily life culture.
Well, it was pretty good, like, being in Venezuela, because I get to learn a lot of, like, baseball, stuff like that. I went to a baseball academy when I was, like, 13 years old. I went there for 2 years. I learned a lot. I get better at everything that I knew before. And then I came to the United States in 2020, and I went to high school. But in 2020, there was COVID, so I couldn't. I went to high school like 15 days, and then next year I started playing high school baseball, and then I got drafted in the 14th round. I was born in New York when I was 3 months old. I went to Venezuela and I was raised over there. But I lived my whole life.
And, everyone knows how COVID was, but it had to be just, I can't even imagine moving to a new country and then just everything shutting down. Did that give you second thoughts? Like, what was kind of your process when everything really shut down?
Well, when I came here, I didn't know anybody. I was alone in my house with my uncles. I used to run the hills every day, hit with the tee with two balls. I used to throw it to the man, and they run, get it, and they throw it back. And I was alone. I didn't have anyone to, like, practice with or anything like that. And, you know, new country. I didn't know anybody, I didn't know the language very well. And then it was a little bit hard for me. I was like away from my parents, but I was used to that because when I was in the academy in Venezuela, I used to be always away from them. Like, I used to be like 2 hours away, I didn't see them too much. So that wasn't really hard for me. It was hard, like, for the baseball thing, I used to be. Practice every day, playing every day, to like nothing. So it was really tough.
you decide to come to the States to, like, further your career?
So, well, in Venezuela, I had to sign when 16 years old, when I was 16, and I couldn't because I wasn't, like, strong enough, fast enough. I didn't throw as hard as I throw right now. And I think I was a really good player, but, you know, I didn't have the, like, physically the right, you know, the right thing at that moment. So I decided to come here because I knew, well, my dad knew that it was going to be easy for me to play professionally. And then I came, and everything happened fast. I thank God that for me, the right person,
my dad, it's harder than it looks.
Everything went the right way.
And, I mean, obviously every country, every place has their, you know, has the youth baseball system different. What was better and what was worse about kind of each, you know, training, beginning of training in Venezuela and then, you know, going through high school and everything here in the States?
Orioles got 60 runs now.
Was it like an easy adjustment for you just because it's, you know, almost half the time less practice?
It was, yeah, well, a little bit hard because I used to do too much after practice. I used to do, like, stuff on myself. High school coach, like, you know, crazy, like, too much and stuff like that. So, yeah. And my high school coach, he helped me a lot. He was like my father. He helped me a lot. I used to play, like, I used to hit his house and stuff.
And do you still, like, you know, get advice, like, you know, Zoom calls, text advice kind of from your high school coach? How was that relationship?
You know, I talked to him. Like my dad, like he's, I treat him like my dad too. He's like my family. He made me like part of his family too. So
that's the rainbow. Always in like the same spot.
I my cousin too.
They're always right over here. The sun, like the bumper.
He's helping my cousin.
Is your cousin also a middle infielder?
No, he's a pitcher now. I'm pretty sure he's gonna be drafted.
Yeah. Is he gonna stay a two-way pitcher as well?
I don't know. Some scholar like him. Some scholar like him.
Weird combo to have though. And how much easier did having someone else who was kind of going through the same thing that you were? How much easier did that make it on you with this training?
So when he came, it was pretty easy. I had somebody to practice every day, somebody to talk to, and you know. Each other, we're like brothers. We're two brothers in Venezuela. We went to the same academy, played the same little league teams, and he's like my brother. So, you know, I call him like my cousin. But yeah, after he came, he was his friend. People say like when I came, you know, I didn't have anyone, but when he came, he got me, so everything was easy for him. So right now, he got like pretty good.
And do you think part of that is because he was able to work with someone who had, you know, been there and done it with, you know, about a year or so or however long it was in between when he got here and you did?
Well, I can't be able to work for everyone that I knew. He, for example, like, you know, our team, if I'm to practice, like an MLB team, he always came here. So, and they see him and they like him. Now everybody knows.
And then obviously this is something you've been working towards for a while. When did you start playing baseball? At what age did you get into it and start training seriously?
I started playing at 3 years old. I think I started practicing with, you know, actually I started playing 5 years old. I was 5 years old. And yeah, so that I never had like back or like back age.
it's something you love, you don't really need a big eight. But obviously, you know, major leagues must have been your goal since that time. So just take me through, like, the draft day for you when the Phillies picked you up.
Well, I had, like, a few teams that were going to pick me. They said, like, we're going to take you to the third to the 10th round. So I was like, I was kind of frustrated. I put everything in back, and then the next day, I was in Pittsburgh, but the next day, like the third day in the back, I went to Jupiter because I was gonna get like a couple days off my uncle. I was in the shower, and I remember, like, over the draft. And then I went to my phone, and I put the score, and then I saw the, like, I put it, and I saw my, like, my friend, I couldn't react or anything like that. And then everyone started, like, talking to my dad, except my brother, crying. Awesome. It's got to be strange seeing it on like ESPN or wherever before hearing it in person. But I mean, that kind of that extra day week for you. How was that motivating you for your first full season playing pro baseball? Well, the scout that saw me coming, he was like saying, "I'm sorry, I can't go through this stuff." And I was like, "Okay, I don't care. I just want to play. Show the people what I'm capable to do." And I don't know, I feel like I've been doing that like every day. I work on like hard as I can. You know, I try to be my best every day. Work out first. You know, sometimes get frustrated with things that happen in the game, but you know, we gotta get used to it, we gotta fail. But yeah, I'm happy to be here. I'm pretty sure one day I'm gonna make it to them.
I tend to agree with you there, and obviously that's something that everyone around here would certainly love to see. But you know, you're here, your first full season as a professional. What are kind of your expectations and goals for yourself as you start things off here in Clearwater?
I didn't start very well, but my goals are, I hope, like, I want to hit, like, 300, and I want to make less than 10 errors in the infield. And I hope, like, I can move far, like, speed. I hope this year, I hope, like, I end in high A if God wants to. Yeah, that's my, pretty much my goal. I'll help my team.
Hard work has paid off so far, and I'm sure we'll see more of it paying off as the season progresses. Brian, really appreciate you taking the time, and good luck this season. That's Brian Rincon here in the Threshers Broadcast Network. We'll be right back after this.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at Baycare Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
Have you heard the news? Clearwater Threshers have the best deal in town. Check out the Wednesday print edition or Friday digital edition of the Tampa Bay Times for an exclusive coupon for a Friday game. Grab your issue of the Tampa Bay Times today or visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
A Thresher in 2019, Alec Bohm has turned into a star for the Phillies, leading the team in RBIs in 2023. On Friday, August 18th,
I'm gonna go down and get one. Go through whatever it is, man. Just keep it PG.
We're here back on the Threshers Broadcast Network. The rain has slowed down a little bit, but it continues to fall here on the field. The tarp's still on the infield. The tarp placed before the rain started, so presumably the field is still dry underneath there. An important thing to note in case this game does resume, hopefully that means less maintenance to be done by the grounds crew. We have an exceptional grounds crew. Probably one of the best fields in minor league baseball, spring training field for the Phillies, and those guys work incredibly hard. They're the last guys out of the building, and you can really tell just by how well manicured this field is. Speaking of action on the field, no Threshers in the dugout or bullpen, but the Tampa Tarpons don't seem to mind the rain as they are walking along the first baseline. They're right there having some conversations. Tarpons, the single-A affiliate of the New York Yankees just across the bay. They're doing some quasi-BP for Brett Barrera, it seems. But Threshers not to be seen. But in the meantime, we'll take another look at the rest of the Florida State League. And honestly, not much going on. It seems like the rain is about pretty statewide. Not in Bradenton, though. The Marauders in a 2-1 game against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles in the bottom of the fourth. But the Dunedin Blue Jays in TD Ballpark hosting the Lakeland Flying Tigers. That game is supposed to start at 6:30 as well, also delayed. And then down in South Florida, the Daytona Tortugas at home against the Jupiter Hammerheads. That game got delayed as well. The one game that has been concluded, though, the Palm Beach Cardinals won 6-4 at home against the St. Lucie Mets. They're in Palm Beach. Then for the rest of the Philly system, the Reading Fighting Phils in AA, still with the 2-1 lead in Altoona against the Curve. Once again, Matt Kroon, 2019 Thresher, with a home run there. Next in Jersey Shore in Winston-Salem against the Dash. That game is still scoreless in the bottom of the second inning. Former Threshers in that game from this season, Gabriel Rincones Jr. starting that right field. No Eric Brito. Brito with a 4-game hit streak. Well-deserved day off for him. Now to AAA. That game is still yet to begin as well. It was supposed to start at 7:05. Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs in Toledo against the Mud Hens. And then for the rookie ball teams, the FCL Yankees lost against the FCL Phillies 3-2 just in their building across the field, practice field that is. Then the DSL Phillies Red lost 8-3 against the DSL Giants Black. And then the DSL Giants Orange lost to the DSL Phillies White 3-2. So a split between the two Phillies and Giants affiliates of the Dominican Summer League. And then for the Phillies, their game has started in Cleveland. Still scoreless in the top of the second inning. One shout-out inning from Zach Wheeler with a strikeout. The one hit for the Phillies is Trey Turner. The star shortstop recorded a single for the Phillies. Now for the rest of the major leagues, though. Few games going on right now. Starting off, we have San Diego Padres in Detroit. The Tigers with a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the second, but that game also in a rain delay. The Giants scoreless in D.C. against the Nationals in the bottom of the second inning. New York Mets trail 1-0 in Boston against the Red Sox in the top of the second. Also in the top of the second, the Atlanta Braves in Milwaukee. That game is still scoreless. Next, the Chicago White Sox in Minnesota against the Twins. That game is scoreless in the top of the first, as they are also in a rain delay. Games yet to begin, the Houston Astros in Oakland at 9:07. The Los Angeles Angels host the Pittsburgh Pirates, also at 9:07. Then the games that have been concluded today, an extension of the Mets-Red Sox game that got called for a rain delay, but continued today. The Mets won 5-4. Also, the Tampa Bay Rays lost at home against the Baltimore Orioles 6-5. The Toronto Blue Jays lost in Seattle 9-8. The Cincinnati Reds won at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks 4-2. The Los Angeles Dodgers won in Texas in Arlington against the Rangers 16-3. The Chicago Cubs won in Wrigley Field against the St. Louis Cardinals 8-6. The Miami Marlins lost at home against the Rockies 4-3. And finally, the New York Yankees won at home against the Kansas City Royals 5-2. So it appears that the rain might have slowed down. We're seeing a lot of fans return to their seats. The Tampa Tarpons still remain just taking some practice swings on the on-deck circle. So the Threshers still tucked away in the clubhouse. But definitely a good sign to see fans returning to the stands. And the rain starting to slow down, it seems. A rainbow was out on the horizon as my good pal Finley joined me in the broadcast booth. Finley, we had a little segment on you during the rain delay. We're talking about all of the many outfits you have worn this year. You've had some great ones. You really have a great sense of fashion. And probably my personal favorite was the Star Wars night. Jedi, that was a good one. Well, all of them have been really nice and really well tailored to meet the needs of our good friend Finley Thresher. Now, Finley, a good pal or a good fan of the water, as he loves swimming, we're hoping for the water to stop falling down on the field, as Finley actually gestures and shows that he doesn't like the water, which is pretty strange for a shark, but Finley, very unique. And he's now heading out of the broadcast booth. A good visit from our friend Finley as we continue this rain delay. Plenty of seagulls out on the tarp once again. In fact, I saw a seagull in the fountain today. We have a fountain in front of our front office with a Steve Carlton statue, Hall of Fame left-handed pitcher. And this seagull was just taking a nice bath, and he was enjoying it. Don't recommend that for non-seagulls, but for our local seagulls in Clearwater, perhaps natives of Clearwater Beach, they enjoy it, but don't recommend it. Now, the music continuing to entertain the fans here at the ballpark, some fans dancing, as the Phillies game still remains scoreless. And in the meantime, the rain very minimal at this point. Tarpon's still on the field practicing on the right field side. But we'll take another brief pause here on the Threshers Broadcast Network as we continue to keep you updated during this rain delay.
Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. Our stories today. bienvenidos a Baker Ballpark. Puede parquearse gratis y pregunta por nuestra oferta especial en la taquilla. Visítenos en la página web threshersbaseball.com y haz divertidos sus domingos.
Come down to Baker Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the field and Kelly's Catering delivers more fireworks after the game ends. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Become a member of our Super Team Club, presented by Baycare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite team to live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills in trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Our last Beach Dogs night of the 2023 season is on August 18th. Where all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Hey fans, be sure to cheer on your Threshers pitchers because if we strike out seven or more batters at any home game, you get a free taco. Drive on the video board after that seventh strikeout for a promo code to use on a free taco. Good with any purchase on the Tijuana Flats app. Download the Tijuana Flats app and get your tickets now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolman as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Every Thursday night at Baker Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Tijuana Flats is bringing the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baker Kids Little Anchors Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com to bring the home game.
Play another old interview for you. Back in April, when the Threshers were just starting their big win streak to catapult them into first place, a place that they have stayed in the Florida State League really for the entirety of the season since the end of April, which ended with a six-game series against the St. Lucie Mets. The player of the week after that week was Gabriel Rincones Jr., one of the first call-ups to Jersey Shore after the Threshers clinch against Fort Myers. Let's listen into a chat that I had with him earlier in the season as we continue to wait out the rain here at Baycare Ballpark. Tarp still on the field. The rain's slowing up, but with some lightning and thunder in the area, they are taking it just a little bit just to try and play it safe. So we'll hopefully be starting soon, but enjoy an interview with Gabriel Rincones Jr. while we wait.
Josh Sperber here with the Threshers outfielder, Gabriel Rincones Jr. And Gabe, you're making your pro debut this year, but you're not the first in your family to play professional baseball. Your dad played in the minor leagues. What did he tell you about his minor league career?
Well, especially the time he played baseball, like in the minors, it was a lot more of a grind, especially now that we have housing and better pay, and like conditions are way better than the ones that he grew up in, so he always told me how much of a grind it was, and growing up saying that I wanted to play, he always told me that I would need to, get down and dirty, be able to go out there and do the work even when I didn't want to.
And was that a big reason that you got into baseball, just being around it so much as a kid?
Well, I always wanted to be like my dad. So growing up in Scotland, even though I had 6 years without playing, no exposure to baseball with any kids my age, my friends didn't even know what baseball was growing up, so it's 6 years before that in Venezuela,
said that you got kind of exposed to the game and your love for baseball really started.
Yeah, I started playing when I was two. And, I mean, first language is Spanish, and my whole family's Venezuelan. And growing up over there, my family in my town, like, knew everybody, and it was fun. Like, we played Little League there. I mean, I was home for, like, 6 years, the first 6 years of my life. And, yeah, baseball just stuck with me the whole time I was in Scotland.
And then when did you come to the United States?
Eighth grade. So from 6 to 12, I was over there in the U.K., you know, doing sports like judo, boxing, soccer, you know, with my friends on the street, like from 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. My mom had to whistle me home because the park was like half a mile away and I could hear her whistle. And if I didn't come home by the time, like in a good reasonable time since she whistled, she would ask me, like, why did you come home? I know you heard my whistle. But I'm still in touch with those guys out in Scotland. And, they're out doing regular, you know, daily lives. And whenever I go back, I was like, yeah, you guys might go play football, play soccer. And, oh man, I gotta work.
It's football. There's
screw up. Yeah.
I mean, how different was it, kind of playing, you know, the league, high school, whatever it was, in three countries with, I mean, a different kind of representation of baseball and the culture?
Oh, Venezuela, you know, it's what it is, what you see. Like, everybody's hyped, ready to go. Come on, like, swing the bat, let's go. They're always ready to go. And that was real important for me coming to America, because in Scotland, I had to pretty much put on the brakes. And I didn't even, like, I played on Sundays in, like, a, you know, a Sunday league. But it wasn't, like, regular people who knew baseball. It was either people wanting to get into baseball or Americans who, like, missed playing the game. So when I got here, it's like the whole Latino culture helped me get better and like freshen up on what I had all that time I missed. So that's like, that's how I can connect with all the Latino guys.
I was a kid on the stretcher.
I was part of the culture, so I'm very grateful.
And obviously coming to Florida, where there's a huge baseball culture, huge Latino culture as well, did that kind of help you out in terms of adjusting to life here and then, you know, getting your recruitment process started when it was time to start thinking about going pro or going to college?
No, it wasn't until JUCO, where Josue, Rangel, and Haider Morelos, Oscar Arevalo, like those guys, like the three, couple more guys, there, like those guys made me Filipino, and I would, you know, get more, like I was able to talk to them in Spanish and stuff. I grew up in South Tampa, high school for Dennis Braun at Plant High School. So, I mean, there wasn't any Latino guys there. It was more so like my play style. It helped me go out there and, you know, play looser, because I've always had a tendency to play a lot of pressure. And then the whole like Latino culture, just play loose, go out and play, just play. So, it helped me.
And just talk about your connection to the area. Because as you mentioned, high school, South Tampa, you played your JUCO ball at St. Pete, and now you're making your pro debut across the street from one of the St. Pete College buildings here in Clearwater. Just talk about how, like, your connection to the area, because, you know, going from high school here, you went to college at junior college at St. Pete, and you see a sign for them when I drive into the ballpark every day. So just, I mean, how does it feel to be starting your career around an area that you know, really help you make yourself a mental level?
Nuts to think about it. I mean, it makes me really realize the gods at work. I was at the Ivana, living there while I played from St. Pete. That's where our housing was. The dorms there. And I mean, I remember seeing some of the Thresher guys walk from the old hotel home to the field and me driving back from practice St. Pete and watching them. You're like, alright, those guys are there now, but I'm going to get there eventually. So it's crazy to everything come full circle. I mean, if you look at everything, how everything unfolded, it's definitely not by coincidence, you know, thanks to the Lord's name.
And was that a big part of why you chose to start your collegiate career at St. Pete? Like, what brought you there?
I just had one offer. Ryan Beckman, you know, gave me the offer, and hopped on it. They're a great mover. He saw on me, even though I hit 280 in high school, or like my senior year. But it was an opportunity to play. I knew that I was good enough and I didn't really have to go anywhere specific. Just go out and play.
And then a really good career at St. Pete and ending up at a D1 school. I mean, when you kind of, you know, signed the papers, like made that transfer official, I mean, just talk about your emotions going from, you know, as you said, one offer to the Division I college.
To be honest, like, I didn't want to go back to college because I've always wanted, like, I wanted to sign out of high school. Didn't want to go to St. Pete. Didn't want to go to FAU. And that's just my, you know, my adolescence at play, like, my maturity of wanting everything now instead of trusting. And trusting the Lord's plan for me. Like, if I didn't go to FAU, I definitely wouldn't be in the same mind space in my faith. I mean, everything was so real. Definitely wasn't ready to play pro ball if I didn't have those years in JUCO and FAU. So, they're great.
Was it a difficult jump in terms of just the level of play from junior college to FAU? I mean, how different was it when you made that jump?
Honestly, hitting, especially now, I mean, it's just mental. Like, I start thinking about my swings when I start going back. And when I come to the plate with the mentality that I'm the best guy on this field and this pitcher has nothing on me, next thing you know, you start, you know, taking pitches that are good pitches out of the zone, and then you're ready for stuff in your zone. But it's literally just a confidence thing. Like, if your confidence is through the roof going into any level jump, you're going to adjust and compete and excel eventually. So the transition between high school and JUCO, it was almost like it was nothing. I obviously had to put in the work, but since my confidence was high and some would think I would be cocky, it was smooth. Like, from high school, 280 to hitting 400 2 years in a row, from hitting six homers at JUCO to 19 in FAU. So it was a lot of work, but also a lot of confidence that I had to root in myself, not show anybody else, but show to myself first.
And your family's still local, correct? They're still in the area?
Right now, yeah, they're visiting from Scotland. My big sister just left. My little sister didn't pay. But yeah, my dad leaves soon back to Scotland. Works offshore over there on the other side of the pond. My mom's here to take care of my grandma and see her when she has to go back to Scotland.
Is it nice, like, when your family's around, having them able to come to games? How big is that support system for you?
I enjoy watching it for their sake, just because, you know, they've been away from the son. They had to sacrifice, like, their comfort level to send me over here. And who knows what can happen here. They can't do anything. They're 4,000 miles away. So, for me, I've adjusted. Like, the first 3 years, it was kind of tough. I didn't play well, and I had to battle things like, why, like, I'm here to play, I'm not playing well, what's going on? Like, I just had to get better. And I've adjusted to the point where it's like, I don't like look for my parents or my family to be here. They're not always going to be here, so it's more for their sake. I'm glad they get to see me play, especially when I play well. It's great watching them be happy.
And I know it's like from afar, but I mean, how involved were they with you in there, in like the draft process, in the process of you starting to go pro, because your dad went through the same thing when he was younger?
My dad signed internationally, it's a little different, but they were involved. Anytime I had a question, my dad would answer any type of question I had, and sometimes I wouldn't listen until, you know, my high school coach was out, who I trusted a lot, and like, he would tell me the same thing, and I'm like, why do you start listening to my dad more? Because everything he says is right, and it's frustrating. But no, they've given me the best advice anybody could ask for, and they've done the best job they could before.
And when you finally, you know, got that call, you know, that you were going to the Phillies, just take me through that day, what it looked like for your
invested in it. I didn't get what I wanted. It was just kind of like a big letdown. And so I just let it be, gave it to God. Whatever I was going to get is what I was meant to have. So when I did get drafted, I had very little emotion just because I had already taken myself to that moment so many times where I was kind of like, I'm happy with whatever I get, and whatever I get, I'm ready to go. And as soon as I heard my name called, I literally didn't have that many emotions on my mind. I didn't have expressions on my face. My girlfriend was kind of confused when I got the call because I didn't have any facial expressions, but I was just so mentally prepared to get in the pro ball. And obviously, you don't make money in the draft, you make money in the big league. So I've been working my butt off, you know, so I can prove that I can compete at that level, not to anybody else, for now, for myself, and then go and turn heads later.
And then, obviously, this is something you've been waiting for, working towards, and it's clearly starting to pay off, but it must have been difficult last year being with the Phillies, being, you know, on that road to the big leagues, but not being able to play your first year.
Yeah, it also ties into the whole letting it go into the Lord's plan for me, because, I got hurt 2 years ago. I had to play my season at FAU with an injury already, and that whole season was so mentally beating. Like, it beat me down mentally to the point where I broke down a couple times for myself. It was tough, but it made me realize, you know, that not everything is going to go the way I want. And things that pan out and things meant for me, so I just got to work hard and whatever happened, take it with a grain of salt. And the rehab was great. The staff there, amazing. They got me to the corner I am right now. I make the throws I need to make, and feel good. So it wasn't as frustrating as it was my season at FAU.
I mean, definitely good that that's in the past now. But I mean, now, as we've mentioned, you're in an area that you have a lot of familiarity with. Just like you said, you saw those Threshers players at the Ivana, and now you're one of those guys. Is the kind of full circle feeling really hit you yet?
Very kind of emotionless. So I only react when things hit me out of nowhere. I had a workout here at the JUCO Regional Scouting Series, and I remember being right and looking around. I literally thought to myself, this is the most fun I've had in years. This is where I belong. And I didn't realize that I said that to myself until I got drafted and I walked on this field, and I remember, holy crap, like, this is where I said I meant to be here. So it's nothing, none of my doing. Like, it's just crazy that it happened, that I'm here, and back to the field, and it's awesome. I just got to trust.
And, you know, in your first pro season, what are your kind of expectations and goals for how you want this year to pan out?
Go up there and literally just see the ball. Forget about my swing, my stance, what am I doing, like, where my hands are. Like, go up there and see the ball and, you know, limit my K's. What can I do to, you know, help the team win? This team is special, so if I'm going out there selfishly for my own individual stats and homers and doubles, yeah, I'm not helping this great team win. And I mean, if I gotta steal a bag and go 0-4, then so be it. If I gotta walk, pass the baton to the next person, it's what it is. But for now, I'm just focused on putting that on ball and drive up my confidence so I can compete against anybody in the bigs.
Well, it certainly doesn't seem that you showed on confidence, but thank you, Gabriel, for your time, and certainly looking forward to you continuing watching you help these Threshers win off to a really great start this year, and I'm sure there's plenty more to come. We'll be right back with more Threshers coverage here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. A Thresher in 2019, Alec Boehm has turned into a star for the Phillies, leading the team in RBIs in 2023. On Friday, August 18th, you can bring home an exclusive Boehmer bobblehead. Our friends at Coppertail Brewing have a Threshers Alec Boehm bobblehead giveaway for a limited number of fans after games open at 5:30 p.m. So get your tickets now.
now at ThreshersBaseball.com and get to Bay Care Ballpark early.
Have you heard the news? Clearwater Threshers have the best deal in town. Check out the Wednesday print edition or Friday digital edition of the Tampa Bay Times for an exclusive coupon for a Friday game. Grab your issue of the Tampa Bay Times today or visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at Bay Care Ballpark with $1 berm tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal. Up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Todos los domingos son divertidos en Bay Care Ballpark. Puede parquearse gratis y pregunta por nuestra oferta especial en la taquilla. Visítenos en la página web ThreshersBaseball.com y haz divertidos sus domingos.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark with fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the field, and Kelly's Catering delivers more fireworks after the game ends. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Become a member of our Silver Shares Club, presented by Baycare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills in trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Our last Beach Dogs night of the 2023 season is on August 18th, where all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Hey fans, be sure to cheer on your Threshers pitchers because strike out seven or more batters in any home game, you get a free taco. Keep your eyes on the video board after that seventh strikeout for a promo code to use on a free taco. Good with any purchase on the Tijuana Flats app. So download the Tijuana Flats app and get your tickets now on PreciousBaseball.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolman as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos night, and Tijuana Flats is bringing the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit FreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
For the early to rise road tripper, the late night truck driver, even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or
Organizers.
Why. 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8. There's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Bring a new, unopened toy to Bay Care Ballpark during office hours or any home game in July to donate to St. Joseph's Children's Hospital Christmas in July Toy Drive and receive a four-ticket voucher to a Threshers game. For more information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com. baseball.com.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesday. Start every home series at Bay Care Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
A fresher in 2019, Alec Bohm has turned into a star for the Phillies, leading the team in RBIs in 2023. On Friday, August 18th, you can bring home an exclusive Bomer bobblehead. Our friends at Coppertail Brewing have a Threshers Alec bobblehead giveaway for a limited number of fans after gates open at 5:30 p.m. So get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and get to Bay Care Ballpark early.
Have you heard the news? Clearwater Threshers have the best deal in town. Check out the Wednesday print edition or Friday digital edition of the Tampa Bay Times for an exclusive coupon for a Friday game. Grab your issue of the Tampa Bay Times today or visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the field, and Kelly's Catering delivers more fireworks after the game ends. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Todos los amigos son divertidos en Bay Care Ballpark. Puede parquearse gratis y pregunta por nuestra oferta especial en la taquilla. Visítenos en la página web ThreshersBaseball.com y haz divertidos sus domingos.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Become a member of our Silver Shares Club, presented by Bay Care, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Our last Beach Dogs night of the 2023 season is on August 18th, where all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey fans, be sure to cheer on your Threshers pitchers because if we strike out seven or more batters at any home game, you get a free taco. Keep your eyes on the video board after that seventh strikeout for a promo code to use on a free taco. Good with any purchase on the Tijuana Flats app. So download the Tijuana Flats app and get your tickets now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolman as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Tijuana Flats is bringing the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games, with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Bring a new, unopened toy to Bay Care Ballpark during office hours or any home game in July to donate to St. Joseph's Children's Hospital Christmas in July Toy Drive and receive a four-ticket voucher to a Threshers game. For more information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
A Thresher in 2019, Alec Bohm has turned into a star for the Phillies, leading the team in RBIs in 2023. On Friday, August 18th, you can bring home an exclusive Bomer bobblehead. Our friends at Coppertail Brewing have a Threshers Alec Bohm bobblehead giveaway for a limited number of fans after games open at 5:30 p.m. So get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and get to Bay Care Ballpark early.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at Bay Care Ballpark with $1 berm tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
Have you heard the news? Clearwater Threshers have the best deal in town. Check out the Wednesday print edition or Friday digital edition of the Tampa Bay Times for an exclusive coupon for a Friday game. Grab your issue of the Tampa Bay Times today or visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the field and Kelly's Catering delivers more fireworks after the game ends. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Todos los domingos son divertidos en Bay Care Ballpark. Puede parquearse gratis y pregunta por nuestra oferta especial en la taquilla. Visítenos en la página web threshersbaseball.com y haz divertidos sus domingos.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
So still no update on the Randall A. Appreciate you guys who are sticking with us. The managers have both been on the field having a chat with our general manager, Jason Adams. The tarp remains on the field. Light rain continues to pour down here at Bay Care Ballpark. So unclear on whether the game or when the game will be getting started, but we are still doing our best to try and get the game in tonight. Please stay tuned to our social media for updates at Threshers on Twitter. Will be the best source for that. So please continue to tune in, and hopefully we will have an update for you soon. But right now, just keep on listening to some promotions we have coming up here at Bay Care Ballpark. Still one more game at this against the Tarpons this week. That will be tomorrow at noon, and hopefully we'll get today's contest in soon.
Tell your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
fireworks after the game ends. Go to thrushersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Keep up to date with the Thrushers by following us on social media. Follow us at Thrushers on Twitter and at Thrushers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Thrushers on TikTok. The little Flamingos son me their needles to take care of ballpark. When it's a casa gabi, visítenos en la página web thrushersbaseball.com y así bienvenidos.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Thrushers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Our last Beach Dogs night of the 2023 season is on August 18th, where all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Tickets are available now.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Line.
Just one.
The only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills in trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for?
Let's roll the game in Daytona. Start the game in Dayton.
That's a good sign.
Not the game again.
You ready?
Yep. We're back here live on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Clouds over the ballpark at this point. The rain continues to fall. Not too hard, but sizable in amount that would make playing difficult with a potential wet field. Threshers faithful still here in the ballpark, though. Some in the seats most underneath the concourse. But in the meantime, we'll take a look around the rest of the Florida State League. The Palm Beach Cardinals won at home against the St. Lucie Mets 6-4. The Jupiter Hammerheads game in Daytona against the Tortugas, that game got postponed due to rain. Their game was supposed to start at 6:35. The Lakeland Flying Tigers game in Dunedin did start. They got through two innings in the top of the third, still scoreless there. They are in another rain delay. Bradenton, though, fortunate enough to avoid the rain, as their game is in the bottom of the seventh inning with a 2-1 lead for the Marauders. Now let's take a look at the rest of the Phillies system. Starting off in Jersey Shore in the high A level, they're actually in Winston-Salem against the Dash. Jersey Shore Blue Claws currently with a 1-0 lead in the top of the sixth inning. In the top of the sixth inning there in Winston-Salem. Next in Double A, the Reading Fighting Phils are in Altoona against the Curve. Currently the Fighting Phils with a 2-1 lead in the top of the eighth inning. And the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs in Toledo against the Mud Hens. That game's supposed to start at 7:05. They are in a rain delay there. Now for the rookie ball teams, the FCL Phillies won at home against the FCL Yankees 3-2. The DSL Giants Black beat the DSL Phillies Red 8-3. And the DSL Giants Orange lost to the DSL Phillies White 3-2 Phillies. Speaking of the Phillies, they're in Cleveland against the Guardians. That game is in the top of the fifth inning. Still scoreless for each team. Zach Wheeler, the starter for the Phillies. Four innings, no runs, just two hits and five strikeouts. Just three hits in that game overall. So that's the Phillies system and the Florida State League. We'll take another brief pause here on the Threshers Broadcast Network as this rain delay continues.
Tabs and Tacos Night, Tijuana Flats is bringing the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids and Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit thrushersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Hey fans, be sure to cheer on your Thrushers pitchers because if you strike out seven or more batters in any home game, you get a free taco. Keep your eyes on the video board after that seventh strikeout for a promo code to use on the free taco.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York.
baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
For the early to rise road tripper, the late night truck driver, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8. There's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Big Ear Kids. Only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Big Ear Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Bring a new, unopened toy to Big Ear Ballpark during office hours or any home game in July to donate to St. Joseph's Children's Hospital Christmas in July Toy Drive and receive a four-ticket voucher to a Threshers game. For more information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesday. Start every home series at Bay Care Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 a spot. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
Have you heard the news? Clearwater Threshers have the best deal in town. Check out the Wednesday print edition or Friday digital edition of the Tampa Bay Times for an exclusive coupon for a Friday game. Grab your issue of the Tampa Bay Times today or visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
Thresher in 2019. Alec Boehm has turned into a star for the Phillies, leading the team in RBIs. On Friday, August 18th, you can bring home an exclusive Boehmery bobblehead. Our friends at Coppertail Brewing have a Thresher's Alec Boehm bobblehead for a limited number of fans. Applications open at 5:30 p.m. So get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and get to make your ballpark early.
After this break, you ready?
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the field. Kelly's Catering delivers more fireworks after the game ends. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on Facebook.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Todos los domingos son divertidos en Bay Care Ballpark. Puede paquear regalos y disfruta por nuestra oferta especial en la taquilla. Visítenos en la página web ThreshersBaseball.com y haz divertidos los domingos.
We're back here live on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Discussion going on by home plate. Rachel Balkovic, the manager of the Tampa Tarpons, speaking with the general manager of the Clearwater Threshers, Jason Adams. Joining them are the two umpires for today's game, Tyler Green and Isabella Robb. Rachel Balkovic seeming to have some animated gestures, as does Jason Adams. In the meantime, though, we'll take another look at the rest of the Major League scoreboard. We'll start with the games that have been concluded today. The New York Mets, a continuation of yesterday's game in Boston that got rained out. The Mets won 5-4 there. And the games that were meant to be played today, the New York Yankees won 5-2 at home against the Kansas City Royals. The Colorado Rockies won on the road in Miami against the Marlins 4-3. The Chicago Cubs won at home against the St. Louis Cardinals 8-6. Los Angeles Dodgers blew out the Texas Rangers 16-3 in Texas. The the Cincinnati Reds at home hosting the Arizona Diamondbacks. Diamondbacks lost 4-2 to the Reds. Then our neighbors down in St. Petersburg, the Tampa Bay Rays, they lost at home 6-5 to the Baltimore Orioles. Then in Seattle, the Mariners won at home against the Toronto Blue Jays 9-8. So that's the Major League scoreboard as some lightning flashing above the field. First real close lightning, it seems. Sun has set quite a bit here at the ballpark. Still no first pitch thrown as Rachel Balkovic returned to the dugout. Now it's just Jason Adams and the two umpires discussing potential plans for this game. Also on the field in the Threshers on deck circle, some of our good friends from the food and beverage warehouse, as well as some of our operations guys and other front office staff for the Threshers. Great front office and great team all around, especially the players. 60-27 is the record. Best in the Florida State League in the overall standings, as well as in the second half, as they're tied once again with the Bradenton Marauders. The Marauders, a very quality team, and fortunate enough to play their game today, as they are 16-6 on the season, the second half, same as the Threshers. Two games behind each team are the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 14-8, Tampa Tarpons 11-11 in this second half, Fort Myers Mighty Muscles 9-13, and at the bottom of the division, the Dunedin Blue Jays 8-14. Now let's take a look at the East. Headlining the East Division is the Jupiter Hammerheads, who are 11-11 in the second half. One game, or also 500 in the East, are the Daytona Tortugas, who are 10-10. Then the Palm Beach Cardinals, the first half champs of the East, they are 7-14. Finally, in the East Division, the St. Lucie Mets, who are 7-16. So let's take a recap of this series between the Threshers and the Tarpons. So going into this series, these two teams had faced twice before, not twice games, but two series. First, the Threshers visited Tampa, in which the Threshers won 4-2, and then the Tarpons came here to BayCare Ballpark, and they won 4-2. So it was an even 6-6 for each team winning more games on the road, but that has not been the same trend this series. The first game, though, a long game, 17-11, with an hour and 20-minute rain delay in that game. That was on Tuesday, but the Threshers have won the past three. On Wednesday, an 8-7 victory here in Camp Day, an early afternoon game, when the Threshers came out on top. And then the past two nights, just straight shutouts for the Threshers pitching. A 1-0 win on Thursday, and a 7-0 victory on Friday. The Threshers have not allowed a run since Wednesday in the top of the fifth inning. Truly incredible from this Threshers pitching staff, who continue to retire batters behind the plate. So, still here live on the Threshers Broadcast Network. The crew by the tarp inching towards the dugout. But in the meantime, we'll take another brief pause here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark with fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the field, and Kelly's Catering delivers more fireworks after the game ends. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets to stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at ThreshersBaseball.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures.
treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your window is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. 24 trusted brands to choose from, like Rakita, Days Inn, and Super 8 is a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details. Join the coolest club in town. Little Angels, presented by Daycare Kids. $5 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Daycare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive treasure here today.
Bring a new, unopened toy to Daycare Ballpark during office hours or any home game in July to donate to St. Joseph's Children's Hospital Christmas in July toy drive and receive a 4-ticket voucher to a Thresher's game. For more information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Clearwater Treasures has the best deal in town. Check out the Wednesday print edition and Friday's digital edition of the Tampa Bay Times for an exclusive coupon for a Friday game. Grab your issue of the Tampa Bay Times today or visit TreasuresBaseball.com for more information.
Treasure in 2019. Alec Baum has earned his entry star for the Phillies, leading the team in RBIs in 2023. On Friday, August 18th, we will bring home an exclusive Bowler bobblehead. Our friends at Copper Tail Brewing have a Thresher's outfield bobblehead giveaway for a limited number of fans. Applications open 5:30 p.m. So get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and get to Daycare Ballpark Brewing.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of dollar tickets. Start every home series at Daycare Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 a month. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on the deal.
Keep up to date with the Thresher's by following us on social media. Follow us at Thresher's on Twitter and at Thresher's Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Thresher's on Facebook.
What are those bonitos que viven y los que se quieren volver? Puede paquearse gratis y pregunta por nuestra oferta especial en la tarjeta. Visítenos en la página web ThreshersBaseball.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit.
baseballball.org.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Thrushers bring the fireworks on the field. Kelly's Catering delivers more fireworks after the game ends. Go to ThrushersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area. On the last home Friday of every month, the Thrushers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Our last Beach Dogs night of the 2023 season is on August 18th, where all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Tickets are available now on ThrushersBaseball.com.
Become a member of our Super Shields Club, presented by Bayview, for just $30. Visit our website at ThrushersBaseball.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Lottery, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills in trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hey fans, be sure to cheer on your precious pitchers. Strike out seven or more batters in any home game, you get a free taco. Keep your eyes on the video board after that seventh strikeout for a promo code to use on the free taco. Good with any purchase on the Tijuana Flats app. So download the Tijuana Flats app and get your tickets now on ThrushersBaseball.com.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Tijuana Flats is bringing the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit ThrushersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receiving ticket and food vouchers all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Thrushers gear today. Night truck driver, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your window is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, is a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Bring a new, unopened toy to Bay Care Ballpark during office hours or any home game in July to donate to St. Joseph's Children's Hospital Christmas in July Toy Drive and receive a four-ticket voucher to a Thrushers game. For more information, visit ThrushersBaseball.com. The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesday. Start every home series at Bay Care Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThrushersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
A thrusher in 2019, Alec Boehm has turned into a star for the Phillies, leading the team in RBIs in 2023. On Friday, August 18th, you can bring home an exclusive Clovery bobblehead. Our friends at Coppertail Brewing have a Thrushers bobblehead giveaway for a limited number of fans. Applications open at 5:30 p.m. So get your tickets now at ThrushersBaseball.com.
Have you heard the news? Clearwater Thrushers have the best deal in town. Check out the Wednesday print edition or Friday digital edition of the Tampa Bay Times for an exclusive coupon for a Friday game. Grab your issue of the Tampa Bay Times today or visit ThrushersBaseball.com for more information.
We're here back live on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Still no update as the rain appears to have slowed down. Still drizzling, just barely. The PA announcer, our good friend Charlie, he announced that there was lightning a few minutes ago and advised fans to get underneath the concourse. That was about 5 minutes ago as the general manager, Jason Adams, still on the field discussing this game with the umpires and the Tarpons manager, Rachel Balkovic. But in the meantime, let's take a look at the big leagues, not the scoreboard, but instead some of the nice performances from today's slate of games. We'll start with the Phillies. Zach Wheeler, the starting pitcher, he has been lights out tonight. He's pitched 5 1/3 innings so far. He's still on the bump. 2 hits, no runs, and 8 strikeouts. No walks either for the Phillies' right-handed pitcher. Next, we'll go to the Los Angeles Dodgers, two of their guys, as they won 16-3, so there's going to be some performances there. Freddie Freeman, 4-for-5 with 2 home runs for the Dodgers' first baseman. Also, Max Muncy, their third baseman, 3-for-5 with a home run, a double, and a total of 2 RBIs. Another performance, the New York Yankees starting pitcher Garrett Cole, 6 1/3 innings, 2 earned runs, 5 hits, but 10 strikeouts. Next, for the Miami Marlins, their second baseman, Luis Arraez, he was 2-for-4 with a triple and a ground rule double and 1 RBI. Next, for the Seattle Mariners, their shortstop, J.P. Crawford, the second cousin of the Threshers, Justin Crawford, J.P. went 2-for-4 with a double and 2 RBIs. So those are some of the best performances from today, July 22nd, slate of games in the major leagues. Now back to here at Baycare Ballpark, though. Finley has now entered the field. He is still having a good time despite the rain delay. He's marching around, pointing to the fans, doing his classic Finley. He's playing with our good friend Austin on the operations crew. Finley, just classic jokester. And he's waving over to us, it looks like, or to a fan underneath. It's hard to tell with Finley. He's got those big blue eyes. Very, very beautiful eyes, if I had to say so. But he's lifting the tarp. He's lifting the tarp. He's trying to get other people to join him, but he is disappointed as the tarp remains on here on the ballpark. Tarp has been on for a little over 2 hours now, about 2 hours and 15 minutes. Game never started. The game is yet to start, but Finley's hopes are always up, and now he's going over to some fans. You love to see it. In the meantime, though, we'll continue to keep you updated here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. We'd like to thank you for continuing to tune in despite the rain delays. We'll take another brief pause here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Appreciate you for this, man.
Yes, I feel like
I hope we do. Soon.
Have we had a double
hit? Yeah. Just one.
Hall of Fame in
St. Louis.
Okay, so not here, though.
Oh, man.
Connect with
events
that shape and change the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram.
Cash Forward,
we're also on Facebook, LinkedIn,
yes,
and
yeah,
at Clear One Threshers on Facebook.
Come down to Baycare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the field. Kelly's Catering delivers more fireworks after the game ends. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
I love Marvin.
Become a member of our Super Shippers Club. Visited by Baycare for just $30. Get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major
capture rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills in trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
On the last home Friday of every month, Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Our last Beach Dogs night of the 2023 season is on August 18th, where all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Hey fans, be sure to cheer on your freshest pitcher, because if you strike out seven or more batters in any home game, you get a free taco. Keep your eyes on the video board after that seventh strikeout for a promo code and use on the free taco. Live within the purchase on the Tijuana Flats app. So download the Tijuana Flats app and get your tickets now on freshestbaseball.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Brett McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Every Thursday night at Baycare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Tijuana Flats is bringing the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baycare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit freshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Baycare Kids. Only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger, including ticket and food vouchers, all Thursday home games with activities by the Baycare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Freshers gear today. The late night truck driver. For even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your window is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8 is the hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. At the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit the website for more details.
Bring a new, unopened toy to Baycare Ballpark during office hours or any home game in July to donate to St. Joseph's Children's Hospital Christmas in July Toy Drive and receive a 4-ticket voucher to a Threshers game. For more information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Have you heard the news? The Clearwater Threshers have the best deal in town. Check out the Wednesday print edition or Friday digital edition of the Tampa Bay Times for an exclusive for a Friday game. Grab your issue of the Tampa Bay Times today or visit FreshersBaseball.com for more information.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesday. Start every home series at Baycare Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 a month. Visit FreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
Freshers 2019. Alex Bowman has turned into a star for the leading this team in RBIs. On Friday, August 18th, you can bring home an exclusive Clover and Bobblehead. Our friends with Coppertail Brewing have a Threshers outfit. Bobblehead giveaway for a limited number of fans. Applications will be 5 for each game. So get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and get to make your ballpark group.
Welcome back to
Baseball
Hall of Fame Amigos son divertidos en Baycare Ballpark. Pueden parquearse gratis y pregunta por nuestra oferta especial en la taquilla. Visítenos en la página web ThreshersBaseball.com y haz divertidos sus domingos.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
These
very intensive
for that. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers
Baseball.
Follow us on Facebook,
LinkedIn,
and at Clearwater
Threshers.
Let's
hope. Come down to Daycare Ballpark. Fireworks in the sky and all the people. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks to the field. Kept us catering to the more fireworks after the game ends. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets to stay for the best fireworks show.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills in trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards.
On the last fall Friday of every month, the Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Our last Beach Dogs night of the 2023 season is on August 18th, where all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Network.
Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Become a member of our membership.
Guys, we're going to set off the fireworks.
Thank you all who have stuck with us during this rain delay, but unfortunately the delay has turned into a postponed ball game. There is some lightning around the ballpark and in the area, so for safety reasons, we will postpone tonight's game and play a doubleheader tomorrow starting at noon. You can exchange your game ticket at face value at the box office. If you have a group ticket, make sure to contact your group leader. For more information, you can visit our social media page at Threshers, but we will have the pregame show at 11:45 tomorrow, beginning with a 7-inning doubleheader here at BayCare Ballpark with the first pitch at noon in the final two games between the Tarpons and the Threshers in 2023. Thank you all for sticking with us, and please enjoy your Saturday night. We'll see you guys tomorrow right back here at BayCare Ballpark.